Rambam describes in two places the abundance of knowledge that will be when Mashiach will come. We have in Hilchos Tshuva and in Hilchos Melachim. In Hilchos Tshuva he writes that will be Tirba Hadeya Hadeya Hadas Vachachum Vemes, knowledge, wisdom and truth will increase. Everyone will know about Hashem. And he says that this is due to the fact that Mashiach will be both will be smarter than Shlomo, will be a Baal Chochma more than Shlomo, and he'll be a great prophet close to Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, he will teach everyone about the way of Hashem, and all the goyim will come to hear him, etc. Then you have, in the end of Hilchos Melachim, right at the end of the Rambam Sefer, the Rambam writes, he describes that because due to the fact that the world will be, there will be abundance of good, there won't be any war or hunger. People, they say there won't be any war or hunger, fighting or jealousy. Someone says, know what that means? He says, yeah, no more newspapers. So people will be busy, won't get any news to worry about, this to worry about. But they're going to be busy with the whole time. Knowing the Eibishter.
The news will be Mashiach.
Right, I understand. But in other words, it won't be the same type of news as today.
It's sensational. That doesn't sell.
Yes,
it doesn't sell.
It'll finally be sensational.
He says, therefore, Didin will be Chachamim Gedolim. You know, great sages, great Chachamim. And he writes the words, V'yoydim Dvarim Hastum, they'll know the hidden things. Yeah, Sigul Das Boyram, they'll grasp the knowledge of their Creator, Kfi Koyach Adam, as much as a person is able to grasp. Shenemar, this is the famous word Rama finishes off the Sefer, as it says, Himala Adas Deis Hashem Kamayim Liyom Machas, and what will be filled with knowledge of Hashem as water covers the sea. Now, what the Rebbe has a number of Sichas, the Rebbe focuses on in the Rebbe's Medayik. On the words that Rambam uses, the Rebbe points out that there's a certain choice of words that Rambam uses to try to understand what the Rambam is alluding to. The Rambam writes two things. At the end of Hilchos Melachim, he says, V'yoydim dvarim hastumim, they will know the hidden things. Then he says, V'yasigu da'az v'yoydim k'fikei chadam, they'll understand, they'll grasp knowledge of their Creator as much as the k'fikei chadam, as the capability of a person. So the Rebbe has a few sikhs, the Rebbe explains this in the Kuda. There's a few different biurim, I would say, in the Rebbe sikhs. Sometimes one is sometimes a bit different or a bit contradictory, even a little bit one to another, but Meshivim Panam Latera. Let's focus a little bit on some of the biurim. One biur the Rebbe says in a few places, the Rebbe explains like this. The Rebbe says that in order to understand the Rambam here, we have to go back to the beginning of the Rambam. The end of the Rambam is really connected with the beginning of the Rambam. What's the first mitzvah? How does the Rambam start the Sefer? The Rambam starts the Sefer that Yisoida Yisoida is the foundation of all foundations, the pillar of all wisdom, is to know that the Motzei Rishon, I don't know how you translate it in English, you'll do a better job than me, there's one existence, which the first existence, that he created everything and everything was created from the truth of his existence and everything that's in heaven and on earth and wherever it may be is coming, was only created from his amitas himate, from his true existence. And then the Rambam goes on to explain that if someone were to think that Eibishter Rachmono L'Tzlan doesn't exist, nothing else would be able to exist. But if the world, whatever, then the Rambam goes on, he spends four prakim, four chapters in the first beginning of his Mishnah Torah, and in general the four chapters are divided in two. The first two chapters are known Maisei Merkava. The next two chapters are called Maisei Bereishis, which means in the first two chapters the Rambam discusses about Eibishter himself, he discusses the idea of the Eibishter's existence. It discusses the idea of the Eibishter's Yichud, what it means that the Eibishter is one, that the Eibishter is Achdus Pshut, a simple unity, and that the Eibishter is not a body, he's not physical, and he, you know, the thing that Rambam discusses there. Then he discusses the mitzvah of Amunah, there's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, What's the, then the Rambam discussed, the Rambam says, how could a person come to love and fear Hashem? So the Rambam says, by a person meditating in the, seeing the Eibishter's wisdom and creation, to rephrase what the Rambam is saying, person sees, that will cause a person, one hand, to have a great desire to cleave to Hashem, realizing Hashem's greatness. And at the same time, he'll be, have a very strong feeling of fear, of, like he'll see how insignificant he is compared to Hashem, so he'll have a fear of Hashem. So the Rambam goes on to explain about the Malachim. He explains that to understand Abish's creation, certain creations that are physical, certain creations that are spiritual. So he explains a bit about the Malachim, about the Neshama, about the Mitzvahs of the Neshama. Then he goes on to explain Ma'aseh Bereishis. He explains the world, the heavens, the four Yesodos, Eish Ruach Mayim Ofer, fire, water, earth, and air, and the, you know, how the different types of things, the different parts of heaven, things like that. And the goal of all of that is when your person meditates in Eibush's creations, from the highest creation to the lowest creation, he gets a certain feeling of love and fear for Hashem. So there's, is there a Rambam here? Yeah. Now, the Rambam, the Rambam writes, he finishes off, he says that, that's what he writes at
Sorry.
Yeah, the Rambam. Okay, I'll get to that soon. But anyway, now when you think about this, I want to first discuss what does the mitzvah of knowing Hashem mean. You know, the first mitzvah that the Rambam teaches us is the mitzvah of knowing Hashem. What does that mitzvah entail? So the mitzvah doesn't just entail knowing the fact that there is Hashem. First of all, there's nothing much to dwell on that. And furthermore, as many Mefarshim ask, they say, there can't be by default, it's impossible to say there's a mitzvah to know that the Eibishter exists. Because why should a person want to fulfill the mitzvahs? Because they believe the Eibishter commanded them. The belief in the Eibishter is something which has to come before any mitzvah is able to be given to you. You can't say, no, there's a mitzvah to believe that there's someone that's commanding you to do the mitzvahs. It doesn't work like that. You can't have a mitzvah of a commandment if you don't have a commander. So the belief in the Eibishter in of itself is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah, as Rebbe emphasized many times, is Leida Sheisha Malakah, that we believe that it's Eibishter, but to understand and to comprehend the different aspects as much as we could, how the Eibishter, about the Eibishter's existence, not trying to know the etzim mitzvah of the Eibishter, but to understand the idea that the Eibishter is one, as the Rambam explains, also to understand how the Eibishter, the Rambam doesn't tie Shasoyis Klor, or the Bab and others explain the mitzvahs to understand how the Eibishter is the most perfect existence that there could be. That he's Shalim B'chol Minei Shleimius, that that this existence that's there is the most perfect one. He's the ultimate type of existence that is path that there is. And these things, this is part of the mitzvah of knowing about Hashem. The Rebbe goes further, and the Rebbe says, not only directly learning about Hashem is included in the mitzvah of knowing about Hashem, but all the things over here, which are what the Rambam continues, and the Rambam speaks about knowing about the Malachim, knowing about the Neshama, knowing about the Galgalim, the different heavenly orbits, and the different planets and the four elements and the things like that. All that is also part of knowledge of Hashem. Why? The pashtus way it seems from the Rambam is, the beginning of the first part of the Rambam discusses about Hashem himself. Then he says that he's explaining to you these things about the Malachim, the Neshamas, different things, in order to be, you should be able to meditate and see Hashem's greatness in creation. So through that, we'll appreciate somewhat of the Eibishter, so we'll come will bring us to love and fear Hashem. But the Rebbe says it's not only, the Rambam is not only telling us these things in order that we should bring us to love and fear of Hashem, but knowing these things is part of knowing Hashem. In other words, the Rebbe says, let's say when you see Hadeibish's creation in the world, and things like that, this gives us an understanding, a little bit of what the Eibishter does. It gives us an understanding of how you're able to, when you understand the Lakus, you understand the Eibishter's, the way the Eibishter's in creation, is part of understanding. It's not just a way of, for us getting to love and fear Hashem, but it's included in the mitzvah of knowing Hashem. So the Rebbe says like this. The Rebbe says, when the Rambam finishes off his Sefer, that when Mashiach will come, what is the whole world going to be busy with? Knowing Hashem, right? So he's referring back to the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem that he discussed in the beginning of the Sefer. So the Rebbe says when Mashiach will come, since the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem entails two things, entails understanding, there's two things in understanding about the Eibishter. The understanding of the Eibishter as he's seen through creation, which is more or less understanding creation, which is called Maisei Bereishis. And then there's understanding things that the Etzem are really higher than understanding. Like understanding, the Rambam says about Malachim and Neshamas and the Eibishter, you can't really understand it in what Chassidus calls, the Rambam calls, Yediyas Achiv, understanding it in a comprehensive way. We could understand, we could prove that such a, like a Malach, you don't know what a Malach is, but you could understand the Metzius, such an existence of something which is a spiritual entity without a body, even though we can't really comprehend it fully. So these things are called Maisei Merkava. These things are called Chariot of Hashem, whatever it might be.
What?
The things in the first of Prak, knowing about the Eibishter, knowing about the Malachim and the Shams. So the Rambam writes, when he writes about Maisei Merkava, when he writes about the Eibishter, Malachim, and the Shams, those things, he writes that the things that we learned in these two chapters, they're K'moy Tipa Min Hayam. It's like a drop from the sea, from what needs to be explained in this thing. And he says that the Chachamim said that a person is not allowed to elaborate upon these things. You're only allowed to teach them to one person individually. You can't teach them publicly. Today we teach Kabbalah Chassidus, but as we know that there's times of the Gemara, there's very strong limitations on teaching these types of wisdom. So it says you could only teach it to one person alone. If he's smart and understand things on his own, he's already able to figure these things out on his own. So you could tell him a little bit, and he already hop off on his own the rest. He can't even specify to him everything. And he says these things are very deep, and not everyone is able to really tolerate that, understand them, properly. The end of the fourth chapter, where the Rambam speaks about Maisei Bereishis, understanding about the heavenly bodies and the earthly elements and things like that, the Rambam says that the things that we learned over here are Kamar Midli. Kamar Midli means like a little water that drips off a bucket. It says that they're deep, but they're not as deep as the previous concepts of Maisei Merkava, understanding about real spiritual entities, about Eibishter himself. And he says these things the Chachamim prohibited, you're allowed to teach, the limitations aren't as strong. You're allowed to teach it to an individual person, you can't, you're allowed to explain it to him, but you can't tell it to more than one person. Now, the Rebbe says like this, the Rebbe says, when the Rambam writes that the Mashiach will come, they'll know Dvarim Hastunim, the hidden things, he's referring to Maisei Bereishis, he's referring to the lower level of knowledge, which he's discussing here, which is about the knowledge of Hashem, which is seeing Hashem through creation. These things are called Dvarim Hastumim because they're hidden, they're deep. To understand how the world runs, as much as science figured things out, there's so much more that even science admits that it doesn't know, doesn't understand. So these things are called Dvarim Hastumim, the Rambam so far says they're deep things. Then the Rambam goes further, says, V'yasigu das bayram. They'll understand the knowledge of their creator. That refers to Maisei Merkava. That refers to understanding the second element of things which are Maisei Merkava, things that are higher than physical. It's about Malachim, Neshamas, it's the Eibishter himself. That is not Stam Dvarim Hastumim, it's not Stam hidden things. This is Das Berim, understanding the knowledge of the Eibishter, Kvayoch, understanding about the Eibishter himself. So these are the two things that the Rambam is referring to. So the Rebbe says, Rebbe is a very interesting word over here, a very geschmacka taich. But that is why the Rambam finishes off, the earth will be filled with knowledge of Hashem as water covers the sea. The Rambam wrote, what's the difference, the way the Rambam describes Maisim Rekava, Maisim Breishis. Maisim Breishis, he says, what he explained about Nadebish and the creation and the physical way of heaven and dust, it's a drop from a bucket. When it comes to Maisim Breishis and it comes to saying what he explained about Malach and Nadebish, he says, what I explained to you is like a drop from the sea. So there's a very vast difference over here you already see. A drop of a bucket is okay, a bucket is a very limited amount of water. It's true, it's a drop of a bucket. It's a little water that drips off a bucket, but it's shaloiba. Compared to a drop of a sea, the gap is much bigger. So the Rebbe said, Maisi Bereshis is deep, understanding the creation is deep. But it's a limited chokhmah. What we understand is a drop of a bucket, but so the understanding about the Eibishter, it's impossible, as much as you're going to understand, the Eibishter be'etzim is higher than understanding. So it's like what the Rambam writes in Moedim Nevuchim, Chassidus says a lot of times, the difference between Yedias Achiv and Yedias HaShlila. There's a difference between knowing something, for example, we say someone is smart. What does it mean when you say someone is smart? It's I don't know what the right word to say in English, but you're actually describing what he is. He's someone that's smart. You're describing the reality of something. When you say Eibishter is smart, the Rambam explains, you can't say Eibishter is smart because Eibishter is higher than wisdom. When you say Eibishter is smart, you're just trying to say it's Yedias HaShlila, it's a negative thing, that you can't say that he doesn't have wisdom. But to say that we understand what it means, Eibishter himself is higher than wisdom. You can't define, when you say Eibishter is smart, you're giving Eibishter a definition of wisdom. We don't understand what that definition of wisdom is. The only thing we know, there's something there which, in other words, we know that it can't be that it's not there. You say the Eibishter is kind. The human being, we understand what kindness is. Is that the kindness we understand of a human being is the kindness of the Eibishter? No, the Eibishter's kindness is higher than our understanding. But we know that there's something, you can't say the Eibishter is not kind, right? So it's whatever we understand, it's more that we have to say that it exists. What it is, Lamaila, what it is by the Eibishter, we don't know what it is. This is what Chassidus called Yedias HaShlila. So this is already something which the Rambam writes is a drop from a sea. Why? Because in the Gemara is explained that a sea is called Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. Halachically, it's considered like water which has no end. That it's even though physically it has a limit, but either potentially it has no limit or Poel Mamish, whatever the beer the Rebbe gives over there, is considered for halachic purposes as water that has no limit. So the understanding of the Eibishter himself, Maisim Rekav, is Ein Sof, is unlimited. So that's why the Rambam finishes off, Kamayim L'Yom Mechatzim. Since the Rambam is speaking at the end of Hilchas Malach, not only will understand the Varim Astum, the hidden things, which is the Eibishter, which is the wisdom of creation, will understand the wisdom of godliness, the understanding of the spiritual worlds, about how much a person is able to understand about the Eibishter himself. So the Rambam finishes off, the knowledge of Hashem will fill the world like water covers the sea. It means that it's Ein Sof, it's unlimited. The water covers the sea, it's an unlimited amount. As much as you have, it's just a drop from the sea. It's the Rambam trying to bring out the idea that when you, even the understanding that you have about these things, you don't really understand. It's like Yedias HaShlila. You know that this, you can't say it's not there. You know that it has to be there from a negative, not from a positive. So that's why the Rebbe says, Nilchus Tshuva, when the Rambam speaks about the knowledge of Hashem, he doesn't put in the second half of the puzzle, Kamayim L'Yom Mechasim, like water covers the sea. Because Nilchus Tshuva is not focusing on knowing Maisim Rekav, knowing the deepest secrets of godliness. As in Hilchus Melachim, the Rambam says that they'll know the Eibishter, Kvayoch about the Eibishter himself, so he writes, Kamayim L'Yom Mechasim is like water covers the sea. Is it because it's a knowledge which is unlimited, and as much as you understand, you're never really understanding it fully. That's one beer of the Rebbe. The Rebbe explains in a few places. So based on that beer, Pasha comes out that there's a strong correlation between the beginning of the Rambam and the end of the Rambam. The Rambam, at the end of the Sefer, talking about the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem, the way it's here now. There's another place. There's another beer of the Rebbe also correlates. I'll say in a minute. There's another place the Rebbe says that really, that what the Rambam is talking about at the end of the Sefer is even deeper than what the Rambam is talking about in the beginning of the Sefer. because in the beginning of the Sefer he's talking about understanding what Rambam calls it Maisi Merkava, understanding the chariot, right? I'm sure the term, I'm sure you've heard, comes because a reference to the chariot that Yechezkel saw. In the beginning of Yechezkel, he saw that the whole vision, not that the secrets of Seder Ishtas were hidden in that prophecy. So the Gemara calls it Maisi Merkava. Maisi Merkava, as the Rebbe makes a deal somewhere, it's the chariot of Hashem. But in the Merkava of Hashem, Hashem's chariot is the chariot, and this Kvayochel, there's the Eibush that's riding on the chariot. He says the knowledge of Maisi Merkava that Rambam is talking about in the beginning of the Sefer is referring to more understanding Hishtalshulos, understanding the spiritual world. It's not so much about the Eibush himself, Kvayochel, understanding. The Rebbe said, when Rambam writes the end of the Sefer, they'll know the hidden things. The first beer that I told you was that the hidden things goes on Maisi Bereishis, the wisdom of creation. When it says, Yasigo Das Berem, they'll understand the knowledge of Hashem, it goes on Maisi Merkava, and the spiritual aspects, which Rambam speaks in the first two chapters of the Sefer. The Rebbe says deeper that you could say, V'yodin Varem Asum, they'll know the hidden things goes on both. Say on the wisdom of creation and on the Maisim Merkava. When Mashiach will come, we'll have Yasigu Das Boiram. We'll be able to Kvayochel to understand something about the Eibishter himself, which until then, in other words, Maisim Merkava is more whatever, you could sort of say the Chitzenius of Elikos, and not so much understanding, about the Eibishter himself, so to say, directly. So when Mashiach will come, there'll be a higher knowledge, which is even higher than Maisi Merkava, which is Das Boidim, understanding the Eibishter's knowledge himself. Now, this is all, it's a nice beer of the Rebbe. There's another beer of the Rebbe. This beer ties in very well. The second beer ties in very well with Chassidus also. It's a very deep word though. This is the Hadron of the Rebbe. In Tavshil Amid Hey, I don't know if anyone learned it, but I'm sure people learned the Hadron. It's one of the deepest sichas of the Ha.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's one of the deepest sichas of the Rebbe. Not just deep, but it's fundamental of Pashut explaining Eibishter and Velt. But anyway, to make things simple, and to use the terms of Chassidus, which make things more simple, the Rebbe explains, the beginning of the Rambam, that sikh, the Rebbe reverses the meaning of the Yodin Varem Asum, as we'll soon see. What the Rebbe explains in the beginning of the Rambam says like this. Rambam discusses the mitzvahs to know about the Eibishter. The Eibishter creates everything. He's a Motzi Rishin. He's the first entity, first thing that exists. And he brings into existence everything that we find that's there. And everything that's in the heaven and earth and was between them was only created in the truth of his existence. Says, and if someone will, will go up in a person's mind that he doesn't exist, nothing else is able to exist. I don't want to go into the whole pulpum over there, but the Rebbe says a very, very deep thing. The Rebbe says that in the midst of knowing of Hashem, there's two things. The Eibishter himself is totally higher than creation. He's totally higher than even being referred to as a creator, so to say. In other words, what we call the Eibishter as a Motzi Rishon, the first entity, the first thing that exists, that came before everything else, that is already a level of godliness where the Eibishter, so to say, was mitzam to himself. He lowered himself to be able to be called a Motzi Rishon. And if you use the terms of Chassidus, it's like Mamalik Kalam and Seviv Kalam. The level of godliness that transcends the world. It's higher than the world. Then there's the way the Eibishter, so to say, he created as a Sefirus. He created a system through which the Eibishter is called a Motzi Rishon. A creator that exists, which we're able to somewhat, even in a way, understand, and that's called Motzi Rishon. So the Rebbe basically explains that in the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem, there's a mitzvah of knowing and understanding two things. The mitzvah of understanding, from one hand, is a positive, is understanding how, since we see everything exists, so there must be a primordial existence that brings everything into existence. In other words, it's understanding that there is an existence of the Eibishter which is totally complete and the most shleimistic existence that could be that brings everything into existence. But then there's another aspect, there's understanding that really the level that we call of the Eibishter that exists is really, there's a level where, so to say, the Eibishter is Einay Motzi. It's a very deep part of the Rebbe. Pasha, it's sort of a personal thing. The Eibishter doesn't exist, nothing else is able to exist. So the Rebbe says it's not I mean, okay, I can move on that simple pshat, but the Rebbe says, what does it mean? Shehu einei motzui, that he doesn't exist. It's a very deep thing, that not pshat that Hashem Deifel doesn't exist. The Eibishter doesn't exist as an existence that we're able to relate to. The Eibishter is, in other words, when we speak about the Eibishter in a way of understanding him, that is an existence that we're relating to as an existence. So if a person, the Rebbe says, is a high way of understanding about Eibishter, shehu einei motzui. That he doesn't exist. What does it mean doesn't exist? I'm not talking about Chas HaShalom, someone that says Eibishter doesn't exist. I mean someone that comes to the realization, he says that this all that I understand about Eibishter, this is not, the Eibishter himself is totally, he's aiming Motzi. He's not Motzi, he's not part of this existence that I'm talking about him.
Remember the said, the Rebbe said, that's the pshat in Im Yalal Das.
Yes, that's Aliyah
and Das. Yalal Aliyah and Das, and he's re-masvik that there is no other Messias.
Right, so the Rebbe says it's very deep harder in how it affects Torah mitzvahs in the world, that really in creation there's two things. From one hand, creation is a reality, but since the Eibishter is real, and he creates the world is real. On the other hand, the reality of the world is not really real. Why? Because mitzad the level of the Eibishter is Einoi Motzui, where he's higher than existence, so to say, so the world taka doesn't exist. And that Rebbe explains, that's why, that's the idea, for one, when you do a mitzvah, you're creating a, when you do a mitzvah, there's two things. You're breaking the mitzvah of the world, and you're changing it for the good. Breaking the mitzvah of the world comes from a level of godliness where the world doesn't exist. And turning it, making a positive change comes from the level where godliness does exist, and through that he's able to make a change in creation. It's a very, very deep pattern that I don't want to get into it right now. Not that I feel entitled to explain it either. But the Rebbe says, at the end of the Rebbe, what the Pale Ramsha comes down to the Sikh, the Rebbe is a very beautiful thing. When Mashiach will come, we'll have the understanding of both things together. From one hand, we'll understand the level of Yoidim Dvarim Astumim, the deepest things, here the Rebbe learns deepest things going on the highest levels. The deepest things means the level where the Eibishter is Eimei Motzi, the level of comprehending the Eibishter, on a level where Kvayochel is higher than the existence of Eibishter. Kvayochel, the way Eibishter, higher than the way Eibishter limited himself to be able to be related to as an Eibishter. And then the Asigul Das Boidim will understand the knowledge of their creator as refers to the lower level. The Eibishter already limited himself to be called the creator. So in other words, the Rebbe says, when Mashiach will come, there will be a fusion of two things. On one hand, there will be the understanding, which means we'll become one with the level of godliness, which is totally higher than the world. Which means at that level, the world taka doesn't exist. But it won't destroy the world because it will be fused with understanding the level of Eibishter, where Eibishter, so to say, was mitzamtzum himself that he should be called a Bode. So Mamela, from one hand, will be able to comprehend the level of Eibishter, where inside the level, there's no veld. If so, why wouldn't the world stop to exist? So the Rebbe discussed, because together with that will be the Asigul Das Boidim. We'll come together with the understanding of the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter, the Yochel is mitzamtzum himself to be Boidim. There'll be the unification of both. That's why Yitak will happen when Mashiach will come. Molar Esteyes Hashem Kamayim L'Yom Mechassim. The world will be a world, but the world, from one end, Kamayim L'Yom Mechassim, those are really two opposite things. Is that the whole world, so to say, loses its existence, just nullified today, Bishr, but this itself becomes the existence of the world. The world, not that the world stops existing, but the world, as it's a world, becomes totally absorbed in godliness. So the Rebbe is explaining, it's getting later. I just wanted to say, Bekitsa, this is not the Rebbe's voice, but it's interesting, it was a safer. There's a person, Alta Hilovitz, who wrote a safer, Chikrei Zmanim. The Rebbe, he was a brother of Shilom Kuratin, if anyone in the Mashpil, the Bavit Shilom, he was his brother. The Rebbe gave him the shus, the Prince Sichis. But he says his own, it's an interesting thing. He says, he wants to say the same thing, Hilchas Shuva, the Rambam writes, Mashiach will say be a Chochum Gadol, and say he will be a Navi, like, almost like Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Chochum Gadol, that will be very smart, so he'll be able to teach us the secrets of Maaseh Bereishis, the secrets of creation. The godliness that we see in creation, and there will be a great prophet to be able to teach us Maaseh Merkava, the secrets of the Eibishter that's higher, that they say, the deeper in Yonam of Holocaust and Hashem and things like that.